welcome to today's live broadcast from the USDA radio studios in Washington, D.C., featuring the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack. Reporters and members of the media, if you wish to ask the Secretary a question after opening remarks, please press star 1 on your telephone touch-tone pad. It's now my pleasure to introduce Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Good morning to everybody, and thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us this morning. Last week, President Obama asked me to come over to the White House to talk about his concerns surrounding drought conditions throughout the United States. It's obvious that we've had extraordinarily dry conditions through most parts of the United States, and he was deeply concerned, as I am, about its impact on producers, farmers, and ranchers in the country. We announced a series of steps last week to try to provide some help and assistance, expanding emergency haying and grazing to areas designated as drought areas under the drought monitor of D2, 3, and 4 counties. We provided some additional relief on repayment of CRP payments for the use of CRP land for haying and grazing. We also lowered the interest rate on emergency loans and created a more streamlined disaster declaration process. We went back following our meeting in the White House, and we challenged our team at USDA with the President's challenge to look at additional steps we could take given the severity and breadth of this drought. So today we're announcing those additional steps. With reference to the CRP program, we're announcing an expansion of land that can be used for haying and grazing to include not just D2, 3, and 4 counties, but also D0 and D1 counties. In other words, all counties in the country which are currently on the drought monitor as being somewhere between abnormally dry to extremely dry will now be included in the emergency haying and grazing effort. In addition, we'll obviously continue to expand and allow for the reduction from 25% to 10% on the rental payments that would be returned as a result of the use of the land. And we will also authorize FSA to allow producers to sell harvested hay, harvested through the emergency haying, only for this year. This will be something that's not ordinary for us to do, but given the breadth and severity of this situation, it may very well be an opportunity for folks to provide help and assistance to their neighbors who are suffering. The second thing we're announcing today is the utilization of our discretionary authority under the EQIP program in NRCS. We're going to allow certain modifications to current EQIP contracts. Those modifications will allow a rescheduling of practice applications. It could include an extension of the contract expiration deadline for producers. If needed, if the seriousness of the circumstance requires a cancellation of the contracts, that will be allowed. If for some reason practices were put in place, but because of the drought they were not successful, I've instructed NRCS and Chief White to look for opportunities to work with farmers to reapply those practices. We have a limited amount of fiscal year 2012 EQIP funds left, so what we're going to do is direct that those funds be focused on the areas hardest hit by drought, those areas that have been designated as D3 and D4 counties. And we're going to allow the use of those resources for prescribed grazing, for cover crops, for livestock watering facilities, and improvements to irrigation systems. Recognizing that it may very well be that we have greater demand than the resources will allow, that's why we're focusing our resources primarily on areas specifically in D4 areas, the most serious and most directly impacted by drought, most severely impacted. So the EQIP resources that are left will be directed to those D4 areas with that in mind. We're certainly recommending to producers that they, who have active contracts, to contract their local NRCS field office for additional details to determine how those flexibilities might be best used for their operations. In the Wetland Reserve Program, we're going to direct NRCS to expedite the compatible use authorization requests for haying and grazing, so that we can authorize haying and grazing in WRP easement areas. It will obviously have to be consistent with conservation and habitat needs, but this should provide additional flexibility. Finally, we recognize and appreciate that August 15th is the date that is the first date when crop insurance premiums become due. We know insurance companies have been providing a grace period before interest is assessed on those uncollected premiums. That grace period is usually a 45-day grace period up through September 30th. We're asking in a letter which we're directing to crop insurance companies today to consider expanding and extending that grace period for an additional 30 days to expire on October 31st. The reason for the extension is it gives us additional time. It gives the companies additional time to assess claims and perhaps provide some producers with a bit more flexibility in terms of their ability to pay, given the current situation with crops and livestock. We recognize that this is asking insurance companies to do something they're not required to do. We want to partner with the insurance companies. So to the extent that a company will authorize and allow this additional grace period, USDA will not require payment of uncollected premiums during that grace period. In other words, we won't require the insurance companies to pay us something they've not yet received. So hopefully between our action and their action, we can provide some degree of assistance and help to producers. The last thing I want to say is to reiterate the fact that our tools are limited. We are continuing to look at ways in which we can provide help and assistance. The president will be no doubt asking other agencies to the extent they can provide help and assistance to do so. But really what has to happen is the House of Representatives has to have a vote on the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill as soon as possible. There's nothing more important to rural America, nothing more important to the producers, farmers, and ranchers of this country than action on this bill. As everyone knows, action on this bill could very well revive the disaster programs for livestock producers, which expired on September 30th of last year. Those programs, along with assistance under the SURE program, provided 400,000 payments of nearly $4 billion of assistance and help as a result of floods and fires and drought in the past. There's no greater need for this help and assistance than now, and there's no excuse or reason why the House of Representatives cannot take this matter up. I know of nothing more important to rural America than this bill, providing some degree of predictability. This would also allow us to continue the momentum that has been building in rural America. American agriculture is far more resilient today than it has been, but it does need certainty in terms of policies. And that's what a Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill provides, a five-year program that folks can take and understand and make decisions and plans accordingly. There's time, and no doubt Congress could find time before they take the August recess. You know, as I said to a group of farmers here just a minute ago, I don't know of a single farmer who would take a recess if there was work to be done or a vacation if there was work to be done in the field. And I'm sure that Congress, many members of Congress feel the same way. Chairman Lucas, Ranking Member Peterson have no doubt understand the importance of this and calling for immediate action, and I join with them in making that request to House leadership to get the work done so that we can get it into conference and get whatever differences resolved ironed out. So with that, Robert.